This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Going on as usual. It's the Wednesday program, May the 20th, about two-thirds of the way through the month of May, merry, merry month of May. Jennifer Horn is having a merry old time, as is Victoria Keelan, and of course, I always am having a merry, merry time. Most of the time having a good time with what goes on. Hard to do that. I'm Doug Steffen. Follow us as we work to approximate reality here. The good news from, I suppose this would be considered good news, right? The phase two of a vaccine from Moderna. That's a biotech company. What do we have, Jennifer, that would lead us to believe this is actually going to happen? And when would it happen? That'll be the question people have. Okay, when can I get my first shot?
Well, it seems pretty positive, actually. Moderna came out on Monday and they said that the vaccine that they've been working on in small groups, I think 8 or 10 people so far, had seen really positive results. That was a spokesperson from the company using that word, and that they were going to move on into phase two, which would include hundreds of people. And what it does is it actually replicates people who have had the disease. So it's kind of, it provides the same antibodies to people that would have already beaten COVID-19, and they say that the enthusiasm around this is really good, and it even actually made the stock market go up the last couple of days, the stock market looking optimistic based on the news from Moderna that they're moving forward into stage two, which involves hundreds of test subjects. Then they go into phase three, which would be thousands of test subjects, and then that's when it would finally come to market. But they've already moved so quickly that the timeline could mean that they would have something ready to go maybe by the end of the year. The question is just how many people are going to be willing to take a vaccine. There are a lot of people who don't like to be told to take certain things from the government. And the question is whether or not the government can force you into having a vaccine. Alan Dershowitz, who is a respectable legal mind, I think, said that the government can absolutely tell you to take a vaccine. So it's interesting.
Ow.
I think this, yeah. I don't know.
I
think this debate is going to be getting stronger because there are a lot of people who don't want to do something like this or who think a little bit more conspiratorially that this is something that the government wanted to do all along. I don't necessarily think that. I would take the vaccine if there was one, but I know a lot of people who wouldn't. So when you have people now talking about the legalities of what the government can force into you, I think that's where the debate is.
A long and winding road and a very slippery slope.
I don't see how that could ever legally be enforced, ever.
Right, you're talking about riots in the street.
So Alan Dershowitz says that states can absolutely mandate vaccines. I don't know how he makes that argument necessarily, but he said that the Constitution gives states' governments the power to vaccinate people in order to prevent the spread of contagious disease. So he feels...
I'd like to know where he gets that. It was some... Well,
I mean, look, he's not wrong in the sense that there are certain vaccines that kids must have in order to go to school. So there is some power that states have to mandate that, but I don't see how you could make an adult do that. Unless they're going to treat workplaces the same as schools and say if you don't have this vaccine, you can't go to work, which
I don't
makes
like
sense
the government,
on a level.
I don't like the government telling you that you have to have something. I want people to be able to choose to have it. But Dershowitz's argument, he did it over the weekend. He said, this is his direct quote. He said, quote, let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business, end quote. That's the answer from Dershowitz, who makes the Constitution his business. I don't know.
It is an interesting discussion for sure.
The breakdown of the American society starts there. If in fact, and it actually, the business about vaccinating children going to school, what happens is society gets divided even more than it is now, because there are people who are very seriously anti-vaxxers, and there is good reason for them to be in the minds of lots of people. What do they put in this stuff? How do we trust? There's no trust anymore. Mainstream trust of the government, what it stands for, what it's supposed to be doing, because people in the government have abused the power that they have. You see it every day across the board, various agencies, individuals who just take the power that they have been given, or they decide they have the power, whether they've been given it or not, and they make decisions that are not in the best interests of people who don't want to have. If you're affecting other people, though, see, that's where it is. That's where the sticky wicket begins, if you're likely to affect other people. But they can't really prove that. You know, the CDC now has changed its mind about how this stuff is spread. The public health officials for the federal government said that the virus could be transmitted through infected respiratory droplets by touching infected surfaces and then touching your nose, your mouth, your eyes. So people start wearing masks and start wearing gloves, and they use different things.
The gloves are a problem because it gives them a false sense of security. Every doctor I know has said everyone needs to stop with the gloves because it doesn't do anything. People don't take them off properly. They're still contaminating themselves. The best thing to do and actually the virus can cling to the gloves more than it does to your own skin. So the gloves, people have got to stop with that.
Plastic.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds. That's all you need to do. And wear a mask so you don't infect anyone else. It's really basic. But the mixed messaging from the beginning of this is
the message from the CDC now, as you've suggested. They're recommending that you wash your hands with soap and water, the routine that takes about 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
They suggest that you clean and you disinfect the surfaces in your home or your workplace or wherever you are. But they've lessened their emphasis on infected surfaces because they're at loggerheads with the World Health Organization on this as well, which is okay. Most people that are beginning to think and understand what the World Health Organization is all about. I heard an ad yesterday on a station. We're following protocol from the World Health Organization. So what? The World Health Organization has been completely... The idea that they are the experts has been pretty much tossed out the window. So anyway, what does this mean to those who are trying to figure this out? The infectious disease physician, Dr. Richard Watkins, professor of internal medicine at Ohio Medical University, says it's important to keep in mind that this is a new virus. They're still learning about what it is every single day, and that includes, how it spreads. That the guidelines are going to be changing over time.
It's so much like HIV. I was too young for obviously when HIV hit in the 80s, but learning about it in school and knowing, what we know about it now, that virus has changed and mutated so many times. And the way people first reacted to it, they said it was a gay cancer. That's what Reagan called it. It's crazy. The lack of information.
They also told us that millions and millions of people would die very early on. I remember that. I remember people being told literally the death was scared out of you. I mean, you were really told that everybody could get this, that thousands of people would get this. And thankfully, over time, yes, there were people who got it, and there were people who got sick, and certainly there were people who died, but it never matched the numbers that they gave at the very beginning. That's why I think a lot of people are questioning what's being told now. Because while we see numbers that are high, we're not seeing the numbers that we were told were going to happen at the very beginning. And so people are going, well, wait a second. What's worse here? Me staying home and giving up everything to hide out from a disease, or me taking my chances, trying to stay safe and go out there and try to make a living for my family again. And I think that's where everybody is right now, because the scientists typically overwhelm people with fear when they first start talking about something.
It's all about fear.
Well,
fear,
my point about AIDS, though, is that it's that AIDS went from, like Jen said, don't touch a person if they have HIV, you're going to get it. And then we realize, oh, if you practice safe sex, you won't get it. So it turns out, you know, it's the same thing now. Instead of, and there's never been a vaccine for AIDS. It's been 30-something years now. We have no vaccine still. Mm-hmm. And that could be the case with this. This is hopeful. Dr. Fauci yesterday, or Governor Murphy mentioned in his press conference, he was on a call with Dr. Fauci, who was in the room, and he was uncharacteristically optimistic about this vaccine, is how Governor Murphy described Fauci. And so he's been very conservative about a lot of this stuff, and so I guess even if Fauci thinks that this is promising, that's great. But then again, we don't know how effective it's going to be. So practicing the equivalent of safe sex is disinfecting, washing your hands, things like that, and getting back to real life, which is what everyone really wants, but we just have to do it in a smart way. But running around without a mask on and not disinfecting, and, you know, some of the crazy stories we've heard, that's just reckless, and you're setting yourself up. Look at the guy in Florida. I actually felt sorry for him. He's the one who said it was, I don't know if you guys saw the story, he's the one who said it was a government hoax, and then he said it was a Democratic hoax and all this other stuff. He kept calling it a hoax. He got it. He ended up in the hospital, and now his wife is going to die. She's on a ventilator. And he came out and said he was totally wrong, and he's trying to advise everybody to take it seriously because he didn't. And it's really sad. He's going to lose his wife.
The problem is that we don't know what to believe, and people listen to this, and then they listen to that, this so-called expert and that so-called expert, and they all have axes to grind. That's why I'm wondering about the CDC thing. But the Johns Hopkins Center for Health and Security is saying now that contaminated surfaces play a bit of a role, but it's much likely smaller than we originally thought.
Yeah, you'd have to lick a surface.
Yeah,
this is a respiratory virus
that is spread by breathing in infected respiratory droplets.
This is part of the misinformation that comes out. I mean, how many videos did we all watch about how we're supposed to process our groceries when we get in from the grocery store?
Yeah.
I never did that because I thought it looked ridiculous to sit there and take 50 minutes, you know, an hour after you get home from the grocery store wiping down cereal boxes. Just didn't seem like the best use of time. But a lot of people did that. A lot of people are still doing that because they just don't know.
The shift in guidance doesn't mean you ought to stop being cautious. That's not what they're saying. One of the professors at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine says if I had to pick the things to put an emphasis on to reduce the spread, it would still be social distancing. I call it personal distancing. Wearing a mask and practicing good hand hygiene. Those are the three things that seem to be boiling down in our conversation here and with those who are supposedly looking at the information, the expertise that they have. Person-to-person contact is the highway and the byway. Touching infected surfaces is a small path. It really doesn't carry much viral traffic. So there you go. More information for you to absorb, if you will. One of the things that I have been consistent about, one of the things about keeping your home clean, keeping the areas where you live clean, certainly your bedroom, the question about whether you should be washing your sheets every day, washing your pillows. Well, the only way you can wash your pillow is to buy pillows from MyPillow, because they're the only ones that make this kind of pillow. And the lack of sleep, mental illness, worrying about this, that, or the other thing, you need to get away from the depression and the awkwardness that you feel. Do yourself a favor. Go to MyPillow.com. Look at all of the BOGO offers that are there on the Radio Listener Specials page. And so once you see what's there, various pillows, sheets, towels, all the things you need in order to keep your home clean, and the stuff that holds up best when you wash it is from MyPillow. And they'll finance whatever you spend. If you spend $200, they're going to stand there and help you out. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, and the promo code, obviously, is DJV. How about that? 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I can sing that stuff. I can be just like Beyonce, right? And I sound
just like her.
Just like her, yes. Beyonce has been added to the list of guest speakers for YouTube's virtual commencement ceremony in the territory. Let's see, the Obamas are going to be in it, and Oprah is in it, Gaga, Taylor Swift, Melinda Gates, J-Lo, Billy Porter, let's see, Sundar, is it, how do you pronounce the lady who runs Google?
Pekai.
Or not? Pekai, okay.
Yeah, and Malala, don't forget Malala.
Malala, okay, I won't forget Malala. Alicia Keys, Condoleezza Rice, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Demi Lovato, okay. Dear Class of 2020, that's what it's called, including music performances from BTS, Lizzo,
Chloe and Hallie. They're the two young girls that you don't like.
Okay.
Are you okay today, Dougie?
I know, right?
Wait a minute. Camila Cabello is going to be there as well. God. How about that? So, there it is, the virtual...
No.
What? Cabello?
No. Camila Cabello.
Okay. You know what?
Sitting on the dock of the Bayo. It's not hard.
It is. If you
it's
have
not.
It, sometimes there's a mind.
But you keep adding. Every time, Jen, he does this every time he says her name. He adds more into her name every single time.
Than it
time.
Ever needs. And it's already got a lot going on.
It's so. Camila Cabello at this point. It's like, how much more can we add in?
Anyway, the virtual graduation ceremony is taking place. When is that?
June 6th.
June 6th, okay.
3 p.m. YouTube. Oprah's on the other one. Oprah's not on this one. No. Oprah's on the other one, and they've got, like, their own... I forget which one's doing that. Facebook, I think. Yeah, she's on the Facebook one.
Got it. All right, we'll be... Next up, Billie Eilish is going to introduce a fashion line. I'll be in line for that, I'm sure. The company that's making the clothing is Uniqlo. Am I pronouncing that right? Yeah, that too.
Uniqlo. This is Doug's first day on the planet, so.
Right. I'm just leaving my house for the first time. First day out.
Yep.
Anyway,
what do you think?
The
so far so good.
Yeah.
It's going great.
Uniqlo. Yep, okay. New line of apparel by Billie Eilish. I wonder if it'll have the same colors as she has in her hair.
It yeah. will, actually. There are some of that green, yep.
So
do you want me to help you with the next part of this?
Yeah, you can take over.
Takashi Murakami. Takashi Murakami, who is the very well-known artist and designer.
Kind of like baseball. Whatever happened to the good old American players that did a lot of
Well, he's Japanese, so... Yeah. So Takashi Murakami is Japanese, and so he's the one who is basically doing this whole collection with Billie Eilish. And for fans of hers, we know that this is going to sell out in seconds. This is going to be crazy. He directed her video for You Should See Me in a Crown, and it's got like 70 million views on YouTube.
So where do people get the money these days to buy this, the discretionary dough to buy stuff like this? Is this expensive?
No, it's very... Uniqlo is essentially the Japanese version of H&M, but the Uniqlo... There are Uniqlo stores all over the U.S. now, but it's very, very similar to H&M. Really low price point, kind of like a Forever 21 even. And but this is the first time that I know of that they're doing a capsule collection like this. So it's a big name for them to get Billie Eilish.
So where is it one would go, Victoria?
Uniqlo.com.
Whoa! Wow! Uniqlo.com. U-I-N-G-L-O. Uniqlo! Sounds like something
it's
we could put on...
It's Uniqlo. It's Q-L-O.
So like
unique.
It's unique. Uniqlo. Yes. Uniqlo. Okay, thank you. Billie Eilish for helping us out here. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly. 1-800-484.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
San Diego County supervisors are asking the state to allow the region to lift most of the coronavirus restrictions, like swimming in pools and outdoor church services. But Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says it's too soon for them.
We all feel like, you know, enough is enough. I wish the virus said enough is enough also.
A new analysis finds that some politicians are manipulating data to make it look like coronavirus cases are dropping faster than they are. The Georgia Department of Public Health published a graph that was arranged in descending order rather than chronologically. It made it appear that the decline in infections was smoother than it really was. President Trump says the tests they gave to veterans that declared risks with hydroxychloroquine were created by his enemies. He thinks the drug is safe. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
A rare and beneficial bee has been discovered. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Researchers in Florida have rediscovered an ultra-rare metallic blue bee that hadn't been spotted in years, so long that experts weren't sure it still existed. A researcher at the Florida Museum of Natural History, Chase Kimmel, found a blue Calamintha bee on March 9th, according to releases from the museum. Since then, more of the elusive bees have been spotted, but efforts to research the insect have been curtailed by the coronavirus pandemic. The museum wrote, "It's the first time one had been spotted since 2016. The blue Calamintha bee, or Osmia calamenthae, has unusual facial hairs that are used to collect pollen. It's a unique insect for a number of reasons. It collects pollen on its face, relies on a threatened flowering plant, and is found primarily on Lake Wales Ridge, a central habitat in Florida. The 2019 Florida State Wildlife Action Plan lists the bee as a species of greatest conservation need." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour now on the DJV program for the Wednesday program. May 20th upon us. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I noticed that your cohort in Chicago, the lady who plays the same role that you do on the station that's owned by the same company that you do after this program, Jennifer, does a local Los Angeles program and is doing fabulously well in the ratings because it's a good, it's a good show because you're on it, pretty much. That's the way that shakes out. So your cohort is Amy Jacobson in Chicago, and the governor there, Mr. Pritzker, says that she's no longer welcome as an objective reporter, or actually he says they need more objective reporting. And that Ms. Jacobson is not an objective reporter, therefore she is banned.
Why? Was she hanging out with Mancow or something? What was the story? I didn't hear most of it.
Well, I think the co-host, I know this guy, Dan Proft. Do you know him?
Yes, I've met him a few times.
The air with? Yeah, exactly. The governor claims that she's not objective, and not that that was a requirement. When does it... Who decides that? I guess as much as anything else.
Well, because there's a lot of reporters I think aren't objective right now. So I don't understand why she would be singled out.
Right. They have been supposedly, according to her, talking on the air, that they have spent the last 7 weeks at their $12 million horse farm in Florida, and he's not there. Now they've moved to another horse farm in Wisconsin, but they aren't living in Chicago. And so she attended, I guess, and spoke at a rally opposing the governor's policies and talking about things going on in his family. I don't see anything in here about Mancow at all, although I guess knowing Mancow, he's not much of a fan of Pritzker either, I would think. And he's on the other, he's not on this station, he's on...
Right, no, he's on a different station.
Yeah, right. So the reason I bring it up is because I wonder at what point, you know, Trump's thrown people out of press conferences, and there have been, you look at the obnoxiousness, if that's a good word, from some of the people who are in the news media, and wonder if this is the people's house and people who disagree have a right to be there and ask questions and embarrass themselves sometimes and others as well, or does it become the parameter of the person who resides in that office to decide who gets in and who doesn't get in? Back to questions about power and control.
Right.
And yeah,
constitutionally,
that's
we have freedom of the press. So.
Right.
I never understood how Trump was able to ban certain people that he didn't like their reporting.
I don't get that either.
And
well,
now this
I think
is happening on the other side of the aisle. So it's it started a dangerous precedent.
From certain events, you can ban whoever you want. So, but to permanently ban people, I think, is the issue. And I don't know that...
Revoking press credentials is a problem.
Not necessarily press credentials, because...
Well,
Well, press credentials aren't guaranteed to be given to anyone anyway, so you have to apply for them. So, I mean, that I don't necessarily...
But who makes up their mind as to who comes in? I remember Ellen Ratner, who was on this program a long time ago and for quite a while, was a White House correspondent, created quite a nuisance. Well, that's what various of her Republican friends said she was a nuisance. She just asked questions, but then she changed her whole M.O., because she told me once when we were discussing a couple of the things she was going after at the White House, the reason that she changed her M.O. is because she wanted access. And if she didn't play the party line, she wouldn't have access. She wouldn't. You can get into the White House, but what good is it if you can't have access to people?
Look at what conservative media would say when Obama was president. He wouldn't let anybody in. The only organization, and I don't even consider them a conservative organization, is Fox News, that was allowed to go into the White House during those press briefings. And then when they were there, he was wiretapping the White House reporters' phone line and recording phone calls with his mother. So I think that there are definite infringements upon the press. I don't think anybody's guaranteed a press pass. I think you have the right to push those away if people are acting inappropriately. But to actually to pronounce someone not part of, I mean, what did the governor of Illinois say?
That she was not objective. So who decides who's objective?
Well, who cares if she's objective or not? Right. I mean, that's the same. I mean, I'm sure objective is objective, by the way.
Yeah, right. Hello. Who's going to decide that? That's the slippery slope.
So what does it matter that he said that? What does she lose by that governor saying that?
She doesn't get to go to the press conferences. She doesn't have access to the governor or his staff or people at work in the administration. She has absolutely no access to anybody anymore.
And the one thing I know about her is that she was a journalist, I think, for a long time.
Yeah, she was before she became a co-host there. Yeah, right. So here's something that I wonder about turning the tide around here a little bit. Yesterday, I got in the mail a letter from the White House. I saw this. Oh, wow, what's this? My fellow American, our great country is experiencing an unprecedented...
A letter from Trump?
Yep. I think this is pretty outrageous. Actually,
well, let's
not only that, you want me to read the whole thing?
Did you get one?
I didn't get one, no.
Oh, really?
It came with all the stimulus payments.
Yeah.
One about the check? Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the letter you got yesterday or something.
Right. Anyway, I've never seen a signature before. It's pretty, that's what I took away from the, I
His
took
signature
two things
is
away
very
from the
bizarre.
Letter.
It's almost illegible.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like
up
it's,
and down lines.
Yeah, it's
but I
very
can see
strange.
Donald Trump. What I'm most, I guess, annoyed, this is public money spent to send this letter around.
Yep.
And it's basically a campaign pitch.
It's genius.
I took care of, well, genius or not, it still seems very inappropriate to me. I've never seen anything like this before from, well, we've not had anything like this going
on. Well, people had to wait. People had to wait extra long for the checks, the physical checks to arrive so his signature could be put on it.
That was debunked. That was not true.
He asked for his signature to be put on it, and then he denied it later on.
Mnuchin is the one that put it on. I know. Well, look, we have to be honest. I mean, I know that there's a lot of animus that is built up towards the president. I get it.
I'm talking about this specific thing.
But I'm just saying, we can't just, because CNN says something and then it's debunked, we can't just operate that it's truth because...
Well, I agree with that. It's the same thing we're talking about with regard to the virus itself. We're hearing a lot of stuff that's just not true about the way it spread, the context of what we're going to do to put it in its place, if you will, who to believe. And that's the problem. We don't know who to believe. I'm just taking this on the surface. I think this was a waste of taxpayer money. It's a obvious pitch to vote for me. And because I was responsible for sending you $1,200.
Well, the reverse side in Spanish is also funny.
How so? I don't know. What does it say in Spanish? You want to translate it?
No, I'm just saying the fact that you don't even like that Lowe's has signs in Spanish.
I do not.
The fact that the other side of that letter.
Right. Yeah. Yes, that is very true. I think that English is our language, and that's what you send information to be on the fact
I'm
that
saying
they
it furthers your point it. That this is nothing more than a campaign pitch.
Yep, it's all it is. And you know what? That's what I think of it. I'm annoyed by it, frankly, to the nth degree.
You can take the check.
The check's already been cashed, but that didn't come. It didn't come from Trump. He didn't create the money.
Came from the money machine.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Called our taxpayer dollars.
It's the White House ATM. It's the federal ATM.
Nobody's printer.
They haven't borrowed any money to cover this stuff. This is paper. This is just like what do you use for a paper mache. Yep. That's all it is. It's really pretty amazing.
Well, and
when
it
you
can't
get down
last
to
because
it. No, of course it can't last.
A dollar.
So anyway, the stimulus payment, the first round has been sent out. You either got it through direct deposit or you got it in the mail. They are going to start distributing payments now through prepaid debit cards to some people who don't have banks. How about that? Do you know that? Prepaid debit cards. They say are a secure way, easy to use. So you're going to get a money.
Oh, that makes sense. So people who don't have a checking account or a bank account. Okay, that makes sense. Jen and I were talking about that off the air, and we didn't understand why they were printing debit cards.
4 million people are going to get debit cards for $1,200. That's what they're going to get. And that's if they can't find you, they've got a record somehow of you, but you don't pay taxes, you're still going to get a credit card, huh?
You have to pay taxes.
So then why can't they send, why do they need to do these debit cards? Why can't
if you don't have a bank, there are a lot of people who don't.
A lot of people go to the store and cash the check. You go to the, what do they call those stores?
Well, then you lose a portion of your check, though, for the check cashing fee. So if you go to a check cashing place, if you don't have a bank account, then you're going to lose a big percentage of $1,200.
Mm-hmm. $500 per child, and nobody here got that. But there's another check coming in June, right?
No.
93.6%, huh? I thought there was another check coming.
No, I believe that there is too, but then I guess it was.
I've been Googling this.
I've been doing all the research.
I did a deep dive into this, and nothing has been approved for a second payment.
Because originally, that's what it was two payments.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But now Mitch McConnell and everybody else, the Republicans, are holding it up because they don't want to give out any more money. So Mitch McConnell has said that's not necessarily true.
Believe me.
Mitch McConnell does not want to give more money out. He does not want to do another round.
So every small family farmer in the country is going to go out of business.
Well, actually, you got a lot of stimulus yesterday. Did you see what they did yesterday with farmers?
I didn't. What did they do yesterday?
$3 billion in some aid to farmers. They're going to be buying.
That's the Heroes Act, I think.
They're buying this stuff. Yeah, they're buying stuff. If you're not in that business, then if you produce
hay like I do. This was an executive order yesterday, and this is all about the family farm. This has nothing to do with anything, any act by Congress. This is just something that was
It has to do with buying stuff that can be used in the public domain. It does not help every farmer. It helps
people. Well, they
purchased
$3 billion in food from farmers.
Right, but from whom?
What farmers are they? Banks.
Got it, yeah. But where are they getting it from? I'm serious. I'm telling you, this is
I
not
don't know.
Going to help the
I'm reporting the news, just trying to get the sentence out.
But there All isn't right. the farmers, there's not, there's the family farmer, and there's the farm, the huge agribusinesses. And I guarantee you, most of that money, is as the stimulus, the China trade thing, went to the big ag conglomerates, the big Chicago houses that control most of the commodities. That's where the money went. It's not going to the family farmer, and that's the problem. I was talking to a friend of mine who milks cows last night. I was getting some, we were getting some calves on the farm, and we were talking about what's going on there. They have to pay, instead of them getting paid to produce milk, if they go over a certain quota, they have one of two choices. They have to buy the quota from another farmer so that their milk is going to go to the processing plant, or they have to pay the Dairy Farmers of America $7 a hundredweight to take the milk away. This is madness when people don't have enough food, and these people have these consistent policies that are basically screwing the farmer in favor of the big agribusinesses, because it's handier to have a full truckload come from one stop than to make four to pick up at four different farms. That's what the average person doesn't have any connection to the farm anymore, so they don't know this kind of stuff is going on. We have people who are starving, and we're pouring milk down the drain.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
Yeah,
that's
those
how
images are horrible.
Talk about stupid. My God.
So why don't you start an organization that collects all that and delivers it locally? That would be a great thing to do.
Okay, so send me a check and I'll be...
Well, no, but I mean, why? That would be a great
charitable
thing.
There are plenty of farmers who are trying to... There's Dairy Farmers of America, there's AgriMart, and there's one other, there's a small... What people are doing is, Victoria knows, we've been sort of focused on this. On the Facebook page, the farmers that are taking matters into their own hand, and they're producing, they're buying little processing systems, and they're processing the milk themselves, and there are people now, because there is a greater understanding where the food is coming from, and in fact you can't find it in the stores, wait a minute, where do we go to get it? And they're finding these little farms that are producing milk and cheese and other items that we need, and so they'll sit in line for a while outside the farm to get a hold of the milk. And that's what
that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. All right, Belmont Stakes, Victoria, what's going on here? No, we're going to have it or not going to have it, the race?
We are going to have it. The Belmont Stakes will happen. It's going to happen on Saturday, June 20th. There will be no one in the stands. And the weird thing is they've two weird things. No, as we know, in the Triple Crown, the Belmont Stakes is the third leg, and it's the longest race. It's a mile and a half. So you've got the shortest distance is the Kentucky Derby. The Preakness is the second one. The second leg, that's a little bit longer, and then the Belmont's the longest. So now the Belmont, taking place in June, is now going to be the first leg of the Triple Crown, and they've made the race shorter, which makes no sense to me at all. So now the Belmont will be the first, then the Kentucky Derby, and then the Preakness will happen in the fall. So if there's a Triple Crown winner, it's sort of a fraud anyway.
But it's on
crazy.
TV. It's on,
it'll be on TV.
Broadcast on TV. All right, so that's the TV report. It'll be on TV. It's 10 Sorry. Before the hour. Thanks for stand-up report. 10 before the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. FrontSite, America's gun training destination.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program with Ms. V, Victoria Keelan, providing us with a lot of information every day. And today, you know, a lot of times it's stuff that does involve the big companies like Facebook. Has got something else going for it here. Not that they don't have enough control into commerce in our lives, but here's a little bit more. So either you like it or you duck.
Now, I never really have anything nice to say about Facebook, but today's different. Today is different. This is actually something that you and I were talking about off the air yesterday, that as retail stores are opening up and you can do curbside pickup in certain states that have been hit really hard with COVID. But I'm shocked at how many small retail stores don't have a website and they don't have online shopping. Right. Facebook apparently also realized how many people, how many small businesses, retailers don't have an online presence. So they have launched a new thing, a new e-commerce site called Facebook Shops. This is actually a great thing. If you are a small business owner, you don't need to necessarily be in like just the clothing retail business. Any type of store that if you don't have a website or if you don't, if you can't afford to maintain a website or hire a web person or whatever, this is actually a great solution for you. It's called Shops, and Mark Zuckerberg said that the expanded e-commerce is going to be really important to rebuilding the economy. He's right. He said if you can't physically open your store or restaurant, you can still take orders online and then ship them to people. He said we're seeing a lot of small businesses that never had online businesses before, and this is the first time that they can now get online. So this is free to sign up, and you this is all going to be handled on Facebook Shops. It's like a new marketplace on Facebook, similar to Etsy, which we've seen people who are, you know, handcrafting things like face masks and baking pastries and things like that on Etsy. Their revenue has doubled from 3 years ago. So it works, and Facebook is now providing this space. They said there's 160 million small businesses using Facebook and Instagram as sort of already as kind of like their main way of advertising and their main vehicle to sell their goods, but they don't actually have a website. So now you don't need a website. You can just use Facebook Shops. So you can sell all of your stuff. You can communicate with your customers through Facebook Messenger. It actually is, I was kind of toying around with it yesterday, it's pretty seamless, and it's going to have some bugs, but they'll work them out. But this is a great, great thing to do. If you are a small business and you have something that you want to sell and you're not really able to reach your customer, go on to Facebook and go on to the new shops and see what you can do, because you can also even, if Facebook ads are built into this system, it's the first nicest thing I can say about Facebook.
All right. That's a good job there, and it's nice to say something good about anybody and everybody.
I love seeing good things about people. I'm not a fan of Facebook as a company, but I do think this is something great.
All right. Does the 8 Pro smartphone have X-ray vision? Let's find out.
The Geek Out.
Remember a few weeks ago when we talked about the new smartphone from up-and-comer OnePlus, the 8 Pro? Well, beyond its really attractive price, you may recently have heard that it also has X-ray vision and can see through solid materials. But that's not exactly true. What started as a video on Twitter, followed by another one from a YouTube channel, demoing how the 8 Pro could see through the plastic of an Apple TV box or through a black shirt, what's actually happening is a combination of the 8 Pro's infrared sensors, a very specific set of lighting scenario, and the materials being looked at. No, the OnePlus 8 Pro does not have X-ray vision, but we have tweeted the full explanation at the Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
Next up here is a focus on Walmart. I said there are two big items today, big companies and news about what Walmart's doing. So what is it?
Well, Walmart is shutting down Jet.com, J-E-T.com. If you've ever been on Jet.com, it's a very clunky site. But now, because they're shutting it down, you can get some amazing deals. And this is sort of like Walmart's attempt. They spent $3 billion in 2016 to get Jet.com going. They lost $2 billion just last year alone on it. It was a total disaster. It was meant to take down Amazon. It did not. Amazon continues to be the behemoth that it always has been. And so Jet.com has everything from household cleaners and supplies to the furniture. They've got all kinds of stuff. It's a very weird website. I bought a few things here and there from it, but if you are looking for deals, or even if you don't know what you're looking for, go to Jet.com now, because it's 74% off.
A lot of time to waste.
Like 74% off.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So check that out. Is that at Walmart.com? Is that where you go?
No,
or you
Jet.com.
Go to Jet.com. All right. Benny and the Jets are there, so you can enjoy some time with them as well. 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.